This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
It's showtime, folks!
So this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I single think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I will send a bit for someone else. Why all the people always seem to just be on vacation? What they won't get from it, I don't get anything at all. I'm like a trash can holding all the information.
Welcome into Overtime, Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the Fan Run Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. like always. Like I said, live from the Fan Run Radio studios, Overtime on your airwaves. Will Stevens speaking right now. Tucker Holt over across the way in the booth, pressing the ones, the twos, the threes, the fours, all the buttons over there that he has to push to keep this show going and even to get this show on the road. Tucker, how are we doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Following the same philosophy as yesterday. I ate right before the show, came in high energy, felt good. Did the same thing today. High energy, feeling pretty good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
Pretty uneventful day. Not even just for myself, overall, really.
Yeah.
Not a lot
going on
out there.
We were just discussing the three stories I have on deck to talk about.
Yep, so it's going to be a pretty free-flowing day. I enjoy these kind of days, actually, where we can kind of just kick back and do really whatever we want, you know, with the built-in excuse of, well, what are we supposed to talk about?
Exactly.
So, looking forward to the show.
There's a major pro and con to that, though, because I feel like sometimes we have...
Yeah,
I was about to say, we have our best shows sometimes. No, not even sometimes. We have our best shows.
Every day.
Maybe not even numbers-wise, but in my opinion of, like, the funniest things we've said or the things that make me laugh the most when it's a free-flowing show. But I also think we have our worst shows sometimes when it's a free-flowing, nothing-going-on show.
Yeah, everybody listening right now, take a coin out and flip it, because that's what this show might be.
Place your bets, and then once we get to the end of 2 hours, see what you like. See
it's
what you
even
think
money,
about it.
To be honest with you. Who knows?
50-50 odds?
Yeah.
Fair enough. But I'm glad to hear you're doing good.
Yeah,
glad
how are you, Will?
I'm doing okay. Not bad at all. Finished the yard work for today. Got the spraying done. Did kudzu yesterday.
Just a working man.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm worn out. Gonna probably postpone mowing until next week because usually am a biweekly. It's biweekly, correct?
That's every two.
Okay, that's why I want to make sure I didn't mean twice a week, which
that
I
would be
definitely
weekly.
Do not do.
Or that would be
twice a week. But we'll skip that because there's no reason to get bogged down in that. But yeah, I'll mowing next week, probably going to spray again. Just got to get it under wraps. We didn't do a good job of keeping up with the landscaping. We, as in Will Stevens. So
the landscaper.
Yes, the Fan Run Radio landscaping.
We need to get you some like landscape interns.
We just need an intern. I mean, it's you and me doing a radio show for the past months, and I've just kind of held an open chair for Folky because I want him back. Even if we I don't know if he's coming
Folky
back.
Folky will be back.
I'm assuming.
I think.
We're assuming, but like I just want to leave that open chair.
I still talk to Folky like every day. I feel like he. Yeah.
Yes, but still, it would be nice. So if you're listening to this, you don't have to be young to be an intern. Like it's going to be pretty hard to be younger than me. So as long as you're fine with having a 19-year-old kind of tell you what to do. And I'm not – you can ask Huckabee. You can ask Comas.
He hits him. He hits him. He won't yell at you, but he'll hit you.
Yeah, I'm not a yeller. I'm a physical assaultee.
Yeah, it's, I mean, but that's just kind of part of the territory. When you come, no, we treat you good. Ask all our last interns. They had a good time.
Yeah, I think
I would like to have someone new.
It would be I love picking brains. Like you know me, I enjoy just talking to new people. And I think if you go back and listen to Huckabuh's first show, I think you can tell very clearly that we're very, very good at not making you step on any toes or have bad takes. Like,
oh, for sure. Yeah, we wouldn't let you say anything. You know, we wouldn't point you in any direction.
We wouldn't force you into a corner. Like, for example, maybe like liking Aaron Hernandez. Like, we wouldn't.
Possibly.
We definitely wouldn't put
he
you in that corner.
He may have said that episode or day one. But that's not, you know.
No, I might put the tweet out. I've thought about it multiple times.
Like, yeah.
But I only have like 700 followers, and I don't want to tweet it from the station account. It's a very weird vibe. I don't want to step on any toes,
I mean,
and pretend that we're better than we are. Do we deserve an intern?
Well, the thing is, it's the off season, so like, or it's, you know, school's out, mm-hmm. So a lot of our interns are usually students.
It's a good point.
I wasn't though. So you know what? It might be a good idea. I got here because of a tweet.
Yeah.
So. Probably should tweet. If anybody's listening, though, and wants to be an intern,
DM me.
DM me.
DMs are open.
DM us or hit our line. I mean, that's
HML,
it.
Bro.
Just hit us up.
But I'm doing pretty good. It was a hot day one. A hot one again outside.
Okay, so I did. I'm sorry. This
you scared me.
You're bringing up the heat. Do you remember yesterday?
Whenever, I do remember yesterday.
Whenever we said it was a scorcher.
Yes.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah.
And I said, it's so hot, you can see the humidity.
Uh-huh.
It's not humidity.
Yeah, I didn't think so, but I just went with it because I didn't want to make you feel too dumb.
I stepped in a little bit.
Yeah?
How is this from California?
Oh, is it from California?
It's from California, supposedly.
I don't think that's true.
So they say.
Nope, that's not true.
From what I'm being told, from the information I'm gathering.
Who is telling you this, and what information are you gathering? Is this a group chat or an article?
It's the internet. It's Twitter. It's news guys. It's weather reporters. It's the news with the Weather Channel. All this stuff. They're saying that the winds carried all that smoke to the southeast. Am I crazy?
I don't think you're crazy. I think they are. There's no way.
It's very smoky outside.
It wasn't that smoky outside.
It's pretty smoky outside. Have you looked up?
I don't often look at the sky. Contemplate. I'm a big stare at water,
okay.
Not the
so
sky.
So here in the city, maybe it's not as easy to tell because it's just sky, mm-hmm. You know? There's no rolling hills in this specific area. I live with a mountain in my backyard.
Okay.
You couldn't see it this morning or the past 2 days.
Okay.
It's got to be the smoke. It's okay. Very noticeable.
I mean,
just don't understand.
It is summertime. People could just be barbecuing.
You think everyone's barbecuing?
That was the age-old question in high school when everyone first started vaping, is if you gave everyone a box mod and told them to hit it at the same time, could you produce the biggest cloud of all time? Like, I think if you told everyone to barbecue at the same time, I think we could get that level of smog.
That would be actually kind of a neat experiment.
That would be a neat
You could
experiment.
Fill up the sky with clouds. Like, if, you know, if the rising temperatures of the world gets to a point where it's too much and we need a nice little blanket, you know, like cloud cover to cool off a day. If everybody vaped all at once, that could actually fulfill
exactly.
that
exactly.
for like 3 or 4 seconds.
I stole a story to start the show yesterday from Cam Black. Today I'll steal another story from Cam Black and tell it on the air. Both of them from Talk Sports yesterday, but both of them very, very informational. Actually, I think John Reed brought this one up. But did you see in Dubai that they're actually controlling the weather with drones?
No.
Obviously, Dubai is a pretty deserty climate. It's a big city,
but it's
really the only like buildings within that area. Most of it's just kind of sand and houses and stuff like that. But that's really the only city. Well, Dubai is using drones with electronic something on them, and they fly them up into the clouds, and then the drones will disperse an electric charge that causes the clouds to clump together and make it rain. So, like, if the clouds are kind of spread apart, obviously what makes clouds rain is when they stick together, because the more clouds that stick together, the more moisture, because that's what clouds are.
Right.
They're moisture. And so the more moisture, then it proceeds to precipitate. And so they're kind of controlling it. And I was thinking, like, because Cam said it. He was like, I don't think it would be that much more expensive than actual drones, because all you have to do is add this one little piece to it. Now, I'm sure you're probably going to price it at a certain price because it controls so much or can control so much.
Right.
But it's not that expensive. And so that made me think, how have we not done this And maybe this is just stupid Will Stevens strikes again over the wildfires or over places of immense drought. Or is Dubai really the first person to do this? Because first city to do this. Because I'm very intrigued. Like, would that not at least help? I don't think it could hurt. Extra water from the sky could not hurt, could it?
No, I think you would need a ton of rain, though.
For sure, and I don't even think I'm not saying
because,
that
you
this
know,
is the
it would just
this,
evaporate.
But this is I'm not saying this would fix it, but it definitely would help. Like I think extra water, like more water, is always good when trying to douse
a fire.
No,
your
correct?
Logic is dead on.
Like I'm not saying like take the firefighters out of there, take every ounce of water out of there, and then just let it rain on it. But I mean, let it rain and then go back in there and see how much is left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think this is, it's called cloud seeding.
Cloud seeding.
Apparently. Huh. I found an article from 2012 talking about why it can't be done.
Oh, okay. Well, that was 2012.
Right.
Like I said, the U.S. Patent Service in 19-something said that everything's been invented, or everything that's going to be invented has been invented. 2012, saying it can't be done. Now it's 10 years later.
So pretty much they're here just saying that you can't do it in most situations because you got to have the right clouds.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, maybe the clouds should just start behaving and then we can have the right clouds.
See, what I've wondered is these nuclear, it's not even like those big smokestacks that put out steam, like at a nuclear.
Oh, yeah. Bull Run is one of those, yes.
Sure.
My family lives
and
here.
It just
we
puts
have to pass it every day.
Huge
yes.
plumes of steam into the air, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that can turn into rain, right? Does that make it rain? Because those go up and they hang
to,
in the air.
You have to cool it, though, because steam is already in its gaseous form, so when
right?
it rises,
well,
it's
yeah,
not going to
train. When it leaves, does it not like stay in the air? I mean, it doesn't just disappear.
I think it dissipates.
You think it just disappears? It's what, moisture.
Okay, if you're
does it stay together?
If you're boiling a tea kettle.
Smaller, much too small. And if it does
it's
go
the
up,
exact,
okay,
it's
hold
the
on,
exact
hold on.
Thing.
But if it does go up as the steam and hits the little metal thing above the thing and then cools, it drips down. That's precipitation. It does rain.
But there's nothing above it. That's like the age-old question of
the ozone layer.
Listen. That's like the question from the Spider-Man video games or Spider-Man itself of what is this dude, Peter Parker, clicking his webs on when he's jumping off of buildings? Like, there's nothing above him that he is clicking onto. Like, when he's flying in between buildings, yes, he's sticking to the sides of the buildings. But when he's on top of buildings, flying higher than buildings, what is he sticking up there to? Like, there's nothing above the sky. So there's nothing for it to get caught on. I think it just continuously rises because warm air...
It doesn't just go out of the atmosphere.
Warm air continuously rises.
Yes, but as you go higher, it gets colder.
Okay, so maybe it turns into a cloud. I don't think it would just instantly just start dripping.
I mean, we sound like grade-A idiots.
Oh,
right
no,
now.
We're huge idiots. That's the show.
I want to teach, like, just children, like, the weather.
See, I want to have a child's class... for the weather taught to me again. Because I
forgot a lot of that stuff.
I don't remember half of it. I remember Todd Howe of WBIR.
He came to my school.
He came to your school? He came to my school.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
I don't really remember what he said, but...
this is so
stupid. The only thing I remember is like I was really big fear of storms. I hated storms when
really?
I was a kid. Oh, big.
Big fan of storms over
really?
Here.
See,
yeah.
I can appreciate them now. I'll go out every now and then and sit on the front porch. Well, not anymore, but used to when I had a front porch at the old place I was living at. Go out there, sit on the front porch. If the wind starts to blow the rain on me, I'll go inside. But I can just appreciate the beauty of a storm. It's kind of that yin and yang, the beauty and the danger of it, if you will. And I really like that aspect of it. But when I was a kid, you know me, I always call myself... I'm a wuss. I'm scared of most things. And so storms was a real frightening experience for me as a child. And I remember when he came, he said, "There's nothing to be afraid of storms unless something bad happens." I was like, that's not calming at all. You can't tell me there's nothing to be afraid of unless something to be afraid of happens, Todd.
I like where he's coming from, though. You know, he's like, hey, until you have a reason to not be chill, just be chill. I think that's great advice.
But that's like saying like injuries
you,
don't exist in the NFL
oh,
unless
no,
you get injured.
No, storms will definitely get you. They'll sneak up on you. But I don't remember a single thing about it. I just remember him being in the gym and being like, oh my God, I've seen that guy on TV.
Yeah, I thought he was famous.
I thought he was mega superstar famous.
Yeah, I thought he was like the level of fame that Drake and Josh's dad had as a local weatherman. Like everyone knew their local weatherman.
Yeah.
And like they
if Todd Howell did walk around, you would say, hey, that's Don Allo.
I don't think so anymore. I really don't. Like, maybe, but I honestly,
you think the
like,
internet ruined it.
I just don't think
people watch TV anymore.
No offense to Todd, but he looks like a Todd. Like he just.
We're going after Todd now?
No, we're going after Todd's. Like just.
Friend named Todd.
Okay, and I'm sure he looks exactly what I'm thinking of right now.
Oh no.
Just a white guy. Like that's just. He just looks like Todd. You know what I mean?
Nah. My Todd, he's an outlier in the Todds. He's a wild man.
Is he white? Yeah, okay, sorry. Fits the bill.
okay, but you got me there.
That's enough joking around to start the show. We'll have more jokes to go around, plenty of them, as there's a decent amount of things we can talk about. Like, not a ton,
that's
but a Media Day still rolling along, so we can probably pick apart some people's quotes and say how they're attacking Tennessee and start some drama there. We could probably do that. I was looking at Eli Drinkwitz's quotes and trying to figure out if he was slighting Tennessee. So we might do some digging there, see if we can get pissed off at anybody. There was obviously the news in the NFL, which then translated to a couple of people tweeting about the news in the NFL who are NFL players. So talk a little bit about that. Also, Eric Clapton in the news with the vaccine thing as well. So maybe tie that all in with a vaccine segment. Also, there was a story about a local church, so I want to talk about this local church. And also, Tom Brenneman is back in business. The man himself.
I don't know about this, so I'm excited to hear
it. We'll be broadcasting. I'll tell you all about it next. Don't go anywhere. Fan Run Radio, overtime, in the breaks, had a little chorus segment.
And here singing.
Sounded pretty decent, I think.
I played the bagpipes with my mouth.
That's normally how you play the bagpipes.
But without the bagpipes. I played the acapella bagpipes. There you go.
It's like saying someone played the drums with their hands.
Yeah, okay, fair. You can do that, though. That's how they prefer it.
Overtime, Fan Run Radio. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. Like always, hour one rolling right along, like I said, live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. It's Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Did you get a chance to see any of the parade or festivities that happened after the finals, the post-finals parade?
I did not see the parade. Was parade today?
I think so, yeah. The bus driver, there's a video, very, very, very funny video of the bus pulling out, I think it was the Marquette area, because it's in Milwaukee, and I think they were pulling out, like, the Marquette area. It was just a Marquette garage. I don't know what part of Marquette it was, but it was a giant Marquette symbol. That's the only reason I know.
Okay.
Dude just floors it, like, 25 miles per hour in between these two crowds, and the tweet was just like, the bus driver's shift ends at 1.
He's trying to get out of there.
Just driving so much faster than the usual bus goes during a parade, and you can tell the crowd was very confused as it drove by within, like, 3 seconds. The crowd, it was
just flying?
Very, very funny video. Look up the bus video. It's a very,
I'm watching it.
Very funny video.
He's not going that fast. Oh, he's speeding up. Oh, he's going faster. Oh my! Like, why are they going so fast?
He's not like speed. He's not going 60. It's still a double decker bus with people on the top of it. But he's going faster than a usual parade. Like he's actually hitting the gas pedal. Most parades you just let off the brake and then you're tapping it constantly, keeping like a 5 mile per hour pace. He is using the accelerator.
He took off. Which, granted, I think that was where they like it started.
Yeah,
and they were trying to get to the route. Or were they already on the route?
I don't know. Still a very, very funny video. PJ Tucker had a very, very good speech. I didn't get it in the system. I don't feel like trying to play it over the microphone, so I'll just go ahead and paraphrase what PJ Tucker said. But PJ Tucker steps up to the mic and says, you know, when I got here, they said you're going to have to be a dog. And I said, what? I looked around. We already have dogs. We already got dogs. These dogs just don't know how to be dogs. But Milwaukee... We're dogs, baby. We're dogs. That was the whole speech. It was electric. Obviously, I didn't do any close to justice. Maybe
did you see Giannis shooting free throws on the bus?
I did.
He held the ball for about a minute and then shot into the crowd.
I'm pretty sure there was a fist fight over that ball, too, if you look where it goes.
Oh, yeah. The crowd was clamoring. I would not want to be caught near that crowd.
Not at all. But good... I like seeing a city that doesn't get a lot of championships celebrate. Like Tampa this past year with the Stanley Cup, I didn't really like it. It didn't really matter to me. But the Super Bowl parade was pretty interesting. Like, I enjoyed the Super Bowl parade, A, because I carried water for Tom Brady all season long, so it was kind of fruition take. But also, like, just seeing a city that hadn't had a Super Bowl in forever
just
get a
having
Super Bowl,
a good time.
It means so much more. I'm pretty sure Kansas City was the same way after that Super
Bowl.
It was
beautiful
as well.
The streets were red. I wanted to go. I was literally just sitting here wishing that I had.
Mm-hmm. But, like, no one cared about any of the Boston parades
after
the first championships. Like, after the Celtics, Red Sox, and Patriots all got their finals, or all got their championships, no one cared. And the Bruins, too. It was just Boston people. But I like watching these parades of cities that are getting their first championship in a while. It feels good. It's a nice view.
Yeah, they deserve it. There is still a sign. I saw a fan in the crowd. He said he was watching the parade route, and he saw a number of people on Mike Budenholzer's bus putting thumbs down towards the crowd. And he thought, that's kind of weird for a championship parade. You should be in a good mood. He turned around, and he saw a sign someone was holding up that just said, "Fire Coach Bud." So this guy's still ready to let him go. He understands that was, you know, that was Giannis, I'm assuming, is probably what he would say.
That's just Adrian Wojnarowski in the crowd.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just Woj.
Okay, I mean, he just won a ring. Maybe give him another year. He might be able to figure this thing out.
Very funny.
I like that fan. He may be a little misguided.
That's like the fan
and
who's...
Buds is not a great coach at all.
Not by any means. Not by any means.
But he won a title. Yeah. Give him a year.
Exactly.
Give him the parade. Exactly. Don't hold the sign up at the parade, dude.
I'm sure that fan is like, yeah, okay, we won a title. We won't go back-to-back. Like, that's the attitude that fan has.
Yeah,
right now.
Everybody knows it really counts when you defend your title.
Yeah, okay, sure, we won a championship. We're not a dynasty.
Yeah, he's a UFC fan. Like, you're not a champ till you defend it. I guess that's what he's thinking.
Fair enough. Did you see, kind of switching gears, I'm just going to be all around with my Twitter bookmarks
that's
today
because
that's really all I got
going
on.
We're a free-flowing show here.
Did you see what Darrell Middleton did last night? Or Daryl Middleton? I think I mispronounced that the first time.
Daryl? No, what did he do?
Dunked all over Lane Kiffin.
Oh, really?
Last night, obviously, he was...
Middleton is still playing for us? No.
This is what I'm about to get to. He had transferred, and he was announcing his decision. The tweet reads, "After a couple of weeks of thinking and talking things over with my family, friends, and mentors that love me and will always be in my corner, I'm finally getting out my own way and just putting my future in God's hands and going 1K miles per hour with my head held high." Very, very just kind of weird tweet to say I'm going to go 1,000 miles per hour while being safe, but he said, "Keep going, trust the climb," and the video starts, and it's just a couple Ole Miss players' silhouettes, and Ole Miss blinking, 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 and then all of a sudden, there's an explosion on the screen, and it just is a picture of Daryl Middleton committing to West Virginia. It's a very, very funny video, and many Ole Miss fans were a little upset by it.
That's pretty funny.
It was a good one. It made me chuckle.
It's good to see somebody do that to another school other than us. Do you remember when the guy took the Tennessee hat and threw it?
Oh, yeah, I do. It didn't feel nice.
Did not feel nice. He wasn't that great, though, was he?
Do you remember that fake recruit? A long time ago, there
Maybe.
Was a guy who just made up. I think there's
a short story or a short film
or something, but he just made up that he was getting all these offers and his coaches were hyping him up. And I'm pretty sure he picked California over, I think our hat was on the table, and so we couldn't even land the fake recruit. That one stung a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty upsetting when you can't even. That guy's not even good.
No.
Wasn't even athletic.
He wasn't even real, technically.
But we offered him?
No, we didn't.
Oh, but
he made up all the offers. I think throwing Tennessee's hat in there made it seem a little bit more realistic. Like
saw this guy and he's like, he doesn't look athletic. Well, Tennessee's, you know, they're going after.
Well, it was like Stanford, California, USC. Like, he only had California hats, and it's like, we should probably go ahead and get like one non-local hat and just like try to make this look as real as possible. I think his name was Kevin. So shout out Kevin if you're listening.
Oh, Kevin, what position do you? What was he trying to be?
O-lineman.
O-line. He was a big fella.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was a big nasty, as they call him.
I think just big.
Yeah, okay. Fair. This guy's not a D1 athlete.
But speaking of West Virginians, you see where West Virginia transfer catcher Matt McCormick has committed to the University of Tennessee to play baseball, the junior tells Rocky Top Insider.
I saw that.
From Ryan Schumpert. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct.
Okay.
I'll give credit where credit is due. McCormick was a freshman All-American in 2020 and batted 280. Yeah,
280.
With 7 home runs last season, a major get for Tony Vitello, obviously trying to replace that position of need in Pavlone. We have outfield is returning everybody. You got a good recruit in the outfield as well, so there's going to be some plug-and-play type of thing there. Got to work on the infield a little bit, make sure we have that all set. But pitching, catching, and outfield seems to be pretty set.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We are good enough to do everything we did last year, I believe.
And I hope we can improve to be better than we were last year.
We have a recruit coming in top 20.
I believe that's the outfielder I was talking about. Am I wrong on that? I'm not a big recruiting guy in general, and this might shock some people, but I'm not a big baseball recruiting guy. So I don't know any names or anything. I know Chase Burns, obviously the pitcher.
I was referring to Chase Burns.
Oh, you were? Okay, my bad.
I'm just saying he's a top 20 player, possibly in the draft. Could be a first rounder next year. That's a good get to have on your team.
It's a good get. Yeah. It's a good get, especially with Blade returning as well.
Yeah, we got a chance. Got a chance to go win an Addy. So I'm hoping this is how every year is going to be with Tony V. Until at least, 2026?
Think so.
Something like that.
I don't really care. I saw the contract get signed. I didn't read anything else into it.
A lot to look forward to.
I just assumed it was a lifetime deal. Like that was my brain when I saw Tony V gets the extension done. I just assumed it was until the man passes
away. I assume
he'll re-sign
in 2026 exactly. If things go well. But I've seen him. He's asking. He said publicly he wants permanent bleachers down the left field line, down the third base path. I would like that. Like we talked about a little while back. I felt like I was sitting. I wasn't in the game. I was watching from a distance. I'd like those bleachers to get up. I'd like to get more in the outfield. And let's go win about 4 or 5 natties over the next 10 years.
I think they should start letting radio hosts throw out the first pitch, too.
I think they should.
I think that should be a wrinkle added
in
there, too.
Yeah, I think they should allow...
not stupid average people or anything, important ones, the one who talk on microphones.
That's us.
Exactly.
Boom. Give me a shot. I'll rip one in there. Tony V will look from the dugout and go, hold on a minute, kid. Put on a jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll be like, yes, sir, coach.
As long as I don't have to hit, I'm cool with it. Hitting always terrified me.
Yeah.
I refused to play catcher, first base, and I did not like hitting because I just don't like the idea of someone throwing a ball as hard as they can towards your direction. That always just made me nervous. And I also was way too slow to get out of the way, so I think I had more hit by pitches than I had any other stat.
Hey, you're getting on base.
Yo, my on base percentage was insane, but I think I hit, I only had, I think I've said this on air, 3 hits in 5 years of baseball play.
There you go. Those are good numbers.
I think I still had the highest on-base percentage.
Because you just got...
Dinged.
What were you saying to the pitcher to get hit so much?
You know me.
That's fair. You probably were running your mouth in the batter's box.
1,000%.
It was your only way, just to get hit.
Yeah. I was like that...
So it's a solid technique.
I'm like the guy at the carnival who's sitting over top the dunk take, just trash-talking everyone who's walking by. Just try it. Try it. Hit me. Hit me. Go ahead. Try it. That's just everything I was doing.
It's a way to do it.
Hitting on everyone's sister sitting
in the
stands.
I want that job.
What, the dunk tank guy?
If I could take half of what the dunk tank made and we go put one downtown, I think I could live off of that money.
Okay.
I think that'd be a good idea. Let's just go get a dunk tank.
Medical bills would be pretty challenging with the cases of pneumonia that you would maybe get. Big keyword, maybe.
You got to stretch it in the winter. You got to do it once a week.
That would be very funny if during the winter we just froze the water so you just dropped onto a solid.
$10 for a throw in this scenario.
Fair enough. I had one more thing I wanted to talk about that kind of parlayed into everything. Oh, here it is. It was Texas SEC. SEC Network had their little proposal, I guess, the potential football alignment if Texas and Oklahoma join. I just wanted to mention it. I don't really love the idea, but I understand where their head's at. It's going to be really fun to see all these different ideas coming within the next couple of years because this is not going to get done this year. This is going to probably be a 2023, 2024 thing. I believe Trey Wallace came on the drive and mentioned something along those lines of it will probably be around that time frame when this gets done, if it gets done. But SEC this morning put out a proposal of a 4-team pod system. I don't know if you saw this. Did you hear about this? Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I couldn't tell you who's in what pod, but I've seen the 4-pod system.
So the 4-pod system is pod A. Obviously, none of this is final, but this is just an idea, and we can mix around this idea as well. But pod A is Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, and South Carolina. Pod B would be Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt. Pod C would be LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Texas, A&M, and Pod D would be Arkansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. A little geographical kind of makes sense. I think Tennessee, the two Tennessee schools and the two Alabama schools, I don't necessarily like that. I would rather see a little bit more mix up in geography.
Yeah.
But I understand keeping those rivalries. And even though I tweeted it out and deleted it as soon as I tweeted it out, because that's not my brand to just tweet statements. I'm more of a joker. I'm more of a meme maker, if you will.
Right.
But I tweeted out, as someone who was born in 2002, I think I can speak for most, if not all, of the younger generation of fans. No offense to you not calling you old, but I'm just speaking for people who are born after 2002, so not the old folks.
Right.
But for people born after 2002, who would be the ages of players we are recruiting right now, so you kind of have to pay attention to what their brain is working. The Alabama game doesn't mean anything to me. Like, it's just another loss on our schedule. It always has been. I understand the third Saturday in October tradition, but in my whole entire lifetime, in recruits' whole entire lifetime, it doesn't mean squat. Like, that's just how it is. Now, would I love to see a win over Alabama, and would that mean a lot more than a win over almost any other SEC school? 1,000%. But playing them every third Saturday in October does not mean a lot to me.
Yeah, can you remember a win over Alabama?
No.
I can't either.
You can just answer that flatly. I can.
I can remember coming close in 2009.
Mm-hmm. And 2015, I believe, we also came pretty close. We were down, lost by five-ish.
Something like that.
That one year where we lost all of our games by single digits, that one of those losses was an Alabama loss by single digits in Alabama, which was a fun game. And then the next year we got blown out. But that doesn't matter. I have an idea.
Okay.
Chew on it real quick. Maybe talk about it after the break. This is just something that popped in my head. I don't know how we would do this, if it would even work. But I like the idea of doing a four-pod system, but ranking the teams throughout the conference, and then doing a relegation aspect after the season. So to start, if you have four teams in each pod, maybe throw the two best East teams and the two best West teams in one pod. Like, keep the competition aspect really high. Now, this also goes into just, I want to see Tennessee win. So if we were in a pod with some real bad players, like, that
right.
would be fun.
But here's where you come into issues with that. Is your top pod, you're taking your two best teams and making sure there's for sure a way that one of them is not going undefeated.
That's a fair point.
Like, and like and then the ones who have a higher likelihood of going undefeated are those good in the bottom one. So they'll go like 10-2, 11-1, 12-0, and then go to the playoff and get destroyed.
I guess maybe if you win four straight games, you got to move up. Something like that. But I just like the aspect of keeping competition, and instead of making Tennessee and Vanderbilt play Alabama and Auburn, maybe let Tennessee still play one real tough game. Like, obviously, like, maybe the top seed gets a game against the bottom seed. Like, that's how you could do it, or something like that. But I just like the aspect of trying to keep competition equal from top to bottom. That way, it's just boring. Like, it has gotten an apathetic, boring level of football for my whole entire life. Like, I've never seen a real exciting season that I can remember. Like, obviously, there were exciting seasons post-2002, but in terms of, like, memories, we're talking probably 2008 is when I'm starting to have memories at six of, like, real football memories.
That's
and actually prompting. Understanding thing. Exactly. Like, Tyler Bray year, maybe, like, the best quarterback. Dobbs probably was the best quarterback I've ever seen, but, like, how much is that? Like, I don't know. It pains me as a young man, young kid, to watch the same thing over and over again. It's almost the definition of insanity, because you can't change it. So there's no real doing the same thing over and over again. If you could change it, we probably would. But just watching the same product over and over again and watching the same results over and over again, it gets boring after a while. It really does.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to change. I mean, I wouldn't want to leave the SEC to watch Tennessee win football.
Oh, no,
games.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I don't want to go to the Sun Belt. I don't want to go to the Big 12. I don't want to go anywhere. Maybe the ACC. That sounds kind of fun, but no. I kid.
I mean, the SEC East hasn't really been that hard. It's got Georgia and Florida.
That's what I'm saying, though. But that's because we are that bad. If you set it up to where, and this could get political, but like, if you set it
well,
up to
how are
where,
you going to make it, set it up to where it's like even for everyone?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, if you set it up to where teams can actually get on their feet, which I have no idea, because then that takes the whole competition aspect out of it, of just like, you got to get your butt kicked every now and then by teams. But like, if you could let teams get on their feet, get a couple wins underneath them, for seasons like that, and then start building. I don't know. I think the idea definitely will not work, but I like the idea, if that makes sense. Like, I know it's not logical.
But you appreciate the sentiment?
I like thinking about it. It makes me happy to think about it like
that. That's a good thing. You should do it then.
Yes. I'll talk to Mark Eimer and Greg Sankey about it. More Overtime next. Overtime, Fan and Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys. Hour one coming to a close, but we'll have a whole another hour ready for you guys going up until 8 p.m. as always. Like I said, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. I'd like to real quick, just if we can, I know this isn't great radio, but I'd like to have a quick moment of silence for Jim Harbaugh. So just...
Okay. Are we right now?
Okay, thank you. As Jim Harbaugh had the quote today on beating Ohio State, we're going to beat Ohio State or we're going to die trying. So go ahead, RIP to Jim Harbaugh and the entire Michigan team. Sad to see him go.
It's weird how much he talks about Ohio State.
That's just Michigan, though. Like, Michigan is obsessed because there's nothing... like. Even though you're losing to Minnesota and these other teams, I think they beat Minnesota. That was a bad example.
But they lose to teams they shouldn't.
Exactly. Like, when you're losing to those teams, but then Ohio State's the only one you're obsessed with, like, that, it doesn't make sense to me. It's kind of, I don't want to compare Tennessee to Michigan at all, because I think even though we're kind of in the same space and we've been attached to each other at the hip ever since that 97 Heisman Trophy, but like...
But if our coaches this entire time have been like, yeah, we're going to beat Bama.
Yeah.
We're going to go out there and we're going to beat up Bama. We're going to beat Bama.
That's the aspect it is. They've only had, what, like two better seasons than us throughout the whole entire thing. Like, they had those two seasons where maybe Jim Harbaugh was working, but then they lose to Ohio State in that overtime game with Curtis Samuel and the controversial JT Barrett call, and everything went downhill from there. It's a very similar situation. They're just doing it worse than Tennessee.
Pretty much. It's just very strange to me to be so focused and vocal and talking about a team that you're not close to right now.
No.
You're not close at all. And you've got a whole lot bigger fish to fry than trying to beat one of the best teams in the country. You need to focus on getting back to being a good team.
Oh, it's like
being, you're not a great team.
It's
right
like
now.
Being obsessed with an ex-girlfriend you had no business dating in the first place.
Exactly.
Like you, everybody, I think, I don't want to speak for anybody, but I'm assuming you've probably had the same scenarios I have, where every now and then you get a girl that's out of your league, especially if you're a funny guy.
It's or
like,
cool.
Like, sometimes you can, I don't want to say trick them, because that sounds really, really bad, but like sometimes they sometimes they just don't know what they're getting into, or sometimes they're on a rebound. Or
you're like, a good salesman.
Exactly. I was a big rebound. Like, I was the world's biggest rebound.
Oh, okay.
I was Dennis Rodman in high school, just grabbing every single rebound I possibly could.
Okay.
I was just, boom, over here. And then whoosh, whoosh, over there. I was doing everything I could to get as many rebounds. And I had one where it was just like, way out of my league. And I was way more, I don't want to say in love because it's high school, but like, I liked her a lot more than she liked me.
It's tough, and it hurts.
It does. But I got over it. You don't hear me talking about Kelsey anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Kelsey. Are you listening?
That's not her name.
I know.
That's one of the few times I'll actually change the name.
I know you too well.
That is a true story.
That's tough, man. We've all been there, though, and Harbaugh's going through it right now.
He is.
And he's having a hard time coming to grip with his own feelings and understanding that, you know, you're not on that level.
No.
You know, there's levels to this thing. You're about like a 6 right now, Harbaugh, on a good, strong day.
And maybe a good hair day can throw you up
fresh
to a 7 or an 8.
7.5. Let's not say the 8 word.
No, because you can get an upset every now and then, like not over Ohio State.
Right.
But every now and then you can take down another 8. You know what I mean? Like when you're a 6, but you're playing like an 8 that day, or you're dressed to the 9 that day.
That's fair.
Boom.
That
happens. You can take
down
a 9. But
then, at the end of the day, if you ran into that... you know, that 10 that you've been searching for, you run into them at the bar, things go well, you know, because you're in your 8 suit today. You're feeling good, but then you really get to the nitty gritty and you go home, you take off that 8 suit.
And you're premature.
You're still a 6 at the end of the day, what's going to be my point. But
the game gets all the way to the fourth quarter, then all of a sudden it's over.
And pretty much you skip that fourth quarter. You don't make it.
We didn't lose. We just ran out of time, okay?
Exactly. That's pretty much how it goes with old Harbaugh up north.
But R.I.P. Jim Harbaugh.
R.I.P. It's going to be tough to see him go. But
what's with coaches and just bringing up death?
I don't know if we're going to make it to Sunday.
I hope so. I hope we do.
I do too. I'm not. That's not my quote.
No, it's Shanahan.
Ah, probably.
Fair enough.
One of those fellas.
Did you see where Butch Jones is going to be? Here's a quote. The student section will be called the House of Howls. Mentioned meeting with the students as a way to build the fan base at Arkansas State.
The House of Howls.
The House of Howls.
Okay.
He also talked about the expanding of the quarterback room and a bunch of other boring stuff. I thought the House of Howls was
that's a Bush thing?
He's back on his championship of life stuff.
House of Howls. What are they down there?
Pigs?
Are they pigs?
They're a type of pig. I don't know what.
Are they?
They could be hogs, razorbacks. Arkansas State, correct? Am I wrong? Maybe they're coyotes or wolves or something.
I mean, howl. I feel like they're wolf something. I don't pay attention to what Stupid Butch Jones is doing anymore.
Any final guesses on what they are before I pull it up?
No.
They're red wolves.
They're the red wolves. Okay. Well, that takes one thing away from
the football team.
The football team, yeah, that's tough.
All right, sounds like Demon Cats is the name.
Yeah, didn't know that was already out there. Damn, tough look for them.
Definitely.
Butch still sucks, though. I mean, breaking news.
It's not
He's
really,
going to be corny.
That's what I say. It's not really breaking as much as it is just
this dude rolls out of bed and chooses to be corny every day. It's his life. It's his one aspiration.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a stepdad. Like, he embodies.
Bad.
He just, every now and then you see a guy who either looks like the name Todd or looks like a stepdad. In this case, Butch Jones is both. We'll be right back. Hour two of overtime getting started live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. Like I said, Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, 8 p.m. final hour getting started right now live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. Tucker.
Yes.
Did you see? Disgraced MLB NFL announcer lands a humbling new job.
You've teased it. I've not looked it up. What's he doing?
Thom is back.
I mean, I know he'd been calling games in, like, international games.
Yeah, he was Puerto Rico, right?
Yes, I think so.
Yes, where the English is not the first language. He doesn't really have to worry about any hot mics because they probably won't understand him. It has to be translated afterwards so you can kind of...
Right, he can be loosey-goosey down
exactly,
there.
Exactly, exactly.
Let his hair down.
Thom Brenneman is back. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports Brenneman will be, quote, calling high school events via Chatterbox Sports. According to the Inquirer, Chatterbox Sports is a, quote, subscription-based service, which broadcasts is a, quote, numerous high school events and offers podcasts, too.
What a fall. High school, huh?
Chatterbox made the Brenneman announcement Tuesday. Brenneman said, I'm so grateful and excited. I grew up here in the greater Cincinnati area. I know what high school football, high school basketball, and high school sports mean to this area. This is what I was doing at Channel 5 when my career started. Here we are coming full circle, getting back out to high school sports. Very funny that he's playing the circle of life card instead of the fall from grace card.
It's a good spin. It's a good spin, but it's a tough look.
Yeah.
It's a tough look, Thom. Mm. High school sports, huh?
High school sports.
Can't be making much money from that.
I don't know. They didn't say anything about money.
Yeah, it's
in
obviously
here.
Not very lucrative.
No, but
you know, if he'd signed a deal with the Reds again or whatever, they would have told you how much money he was making because it would have been a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it would have been more. But in February, Fox Sports Ohio announced John Sadak, who recently...
Sadak,
my apologies. Who most recently worked for CBS as a national TV play-by-play announcer, would replace Brenneman. He also did some radio for the Mets on WCBS AM and grew up in Edgewater and Brick Township, going to Brick Memorial High School. A little information on the new guy. But Brenneman, back in the high school game... I guess it's a good thing for him, because very similar vocabularies.
Right.
Like high schoolers and Tom Brenneman love that word.
Yeah, he'll feel right at home with the student section chanting and, you know, doing the things that they do.
How long until like a team realizes that Brenneman is broadcasting their game and brings a sign saying, and there's a deep drive to left field?
Day one. These high school kids are on the internet. They know.
Yeah. No, I mean, I used to.
And they're in Cincinnati. That's they know all point. About yeah, a point. Deep drive left by Castellanos.
It's a good point.
And it'll be amazing. These kids got to video it, though. I need to see it. I would like a kid closer to these high school stadium. He might be doing really big stadiums. I don't know how big these high school stadiums get. But you could most likely get a video recording of his face.
Probably.
It would be pretty funny.
It would be. Yeah. No, I think it would be pretty funny. But Brenneman, back in the game. Did you see, speaking of high school and stuff like that, I don't even have the article in front of me, but a high schooler has been arrested after hacking into his yearbook and putting Hitler quotes and Boston Bomber quotes inside of the yearbook.
Ooh, that's a big swing.
Yeah, and a big miss.
He got caught.
Yeah, he was hyping it up in Discord, which they ended up finding, and it was a very, very bad look.
Did the yearbook get out?
I don't know. I didn't do much research. I just heard it talked about, but it was so close to being good. Like, it was so close to, because it wasn't like a real, I'm trying to think of how to phrase this. Like, it wasn't like a racist or a anti-Semitic quote from Hitler. It was just a very basic, like, kind of German folktale-y quote of, like,
right.
It was kind of like the Andy Bernard, I wish we knew we were in the good old days quote. Like, it was very similar of that sentiment.
But Hitler said it.
Yes, but Hitler said it. But he accredited it to George Floyd, which really made it real bad, because it was like, okay, maybe. And then when you accredit it, okay, you're racist. Like, that wasn't funny. That's just a bad play. The funny part about it, I will say there was one funny part about it. He just put it on random people. Like, he just changed senior quotes to Hitler quotes of people he just didn't know. Like, it wasn't even just a prank on some friends. It was just random people at the high school he did not know, and he just put their quotes.
It's a smart move because, you know, like, it's harder to lead it back to you.
Yeah, like, if you
but
do,
you still got caught.
If like, you do it to a friend can be like, okay, I know one guy in my friend group who's obsessed with computers. Like, it's easy to catch. But no, a high schooler got in trouble for throwing some terrible quotes.
Not
good quotes. I almost said not good, but I think terrible is a better
terrible,
better
way. Not good, bad.
It's a good movie. Did we see that movie?
What movie?
Alexander and the Terrible No Good Bad Day. It was a book, too. It was a decent book.
I might know the book.
Worst movie.
I might know the book.
I think Bateman was in it. And that kid who got bit on the nuts by a spider from Where the Millers was in it.
Yep, okay.
That's really all I know about that movie. It was a decent film, though.
Hilarious.
Decent flick.
That seems very good.
See where Big Ben showing up lean and mean?
No. Is there pictures of Skinny Ben?
No, but I'll send you the picture that Adam Schefter tweeted.
I need you, yeah.
There's not a picture of Skinny Ben, but there is a picture that people are saying is Skinny Ben.
Okay. I'll find it.
I sent it to the group chat, but in the replies.
No, he's not skinny at all. Nope. He looks like Big Ben. He looks a little thinner.
No, look in the replies. Go to the top reply, which will be PF2 commenters, and then look right underneath it. There's a side-by-side of him in 2020 and him in 2021.
Oh, he looks smaller in 2020.
Yeah, he looks like he gained weight.
Oh, no, Big Ben. He might be wearing a tighter t-shirt. No.
Maybe.
No, I don't think
so. I think
so.
Those are just wrinkles. I think that's tightness.
I think Big Ben's just...
But no, not a good look for
Big Ben. Not a good
Big
look at
Ben.
All.
What a t-shirt, dude. I assume it's probably a James Cameron t-shirt, but just wearing a t-shirt that says, Pittsburgh is stronger than cancer... Out of context, that's a wild t-shirt to wear. Like being a Steeler, knowing the James Conner story, like being a sports fan and understanding that sentiment makes sense. But if I just sent that picture to my mom, who doesn't keep up with the Steelers at all, and just says, hey, can you buy me this t-shirt? Like that's just a funny t-shirt. Pittsburgh is stronger than cancer. It'll kill you faster.
They just hate that. Yeah, they just a totally anti-cancer team. That's not like they just... No, we just hate cancer. If we could play them, we would, and we'd drop 49 on their heads.
I like to think that it's like if you live in Pittsburgh, like it'll kill you faster than a cancer. Like it'll deteriorate your body and mental state faster than a terminal illness.
That's actually possible.
Pittsburgh is stronger than cancer. That's a hell of a t-shirt. It's a hell of a t-shirt. But yeah, Brenneman, back in business. Are you going to try to find any of the Chatterbox streams?
No. Not a chance. No. I do not care if Tom Brenneman is out there calling high school games.
I think it would be very funny if you just, like, at the first game he broadcasts, I mean, you just have two dudes kiss at midfield and see what he says.
Oh. I just want to hear him call a high school baseball game.
I thought you were about to say something, but yeah, calling a high school baseball game would be funny. I thought you were about to say him call a high school baseball player. That would not be funny.
No. I did not say that. I resent that statement.
He should be restricted to announcing figure skating. just test him. Just see
if he's better.
See how strong his will is. Like see how good of a man he has become now.
Yeah, you got to put him through the ringer, yes. and then maybe he can,
like, announce some drag shows. Like have him be the broadcast guy for RuPaul's
Drag Race.
Drag Race? Yeah. Like, have him be the main announcer on RuPaul. Like, have him be the Chris Hansen, which is the Bachelorette
the guy. Predator guy.
No, the Bachelorette guy.
Oh.
Two different Chris Hansens.
There's
from the
another
same
Chris Hansen.
Yeah. Do you know that?
No.
Don't keep up with The Bachelorette?
No.
Okay. Sorry, you don't like females. You sound like you like to. I mean, like, it's just such an easy, like, it's like watching Grey's Anatomy. Like, you just have to watch it if you're hanging out with a girl.
No, I've never been asked to. I've been asked to watch the Grey's Anatomy and many other shows, but not The Bachelor.
Fair
enough. Not The Bachelorette either.
Fair enough. But yeah, Chris Hansen is on there. I don't even remember what I was saying anymore.
Yeah. You were talking about Chris Hansen.
I don't remember what I was saying.
That's okay.
It doesn't matter, though. It does not matter.
What a day.
What a day, what a day, what a day it is indeed. I think I've gone through all my... Oh, nope, I got one more. I got one more little tidbit. It's kind of just like a news story. It's not a tidbit. This is just the one I've kind of skipped over. But obviously, the NFL has informed clubs that if a game cannot be rescheduled during the 18-week season... That's weird to see. The 18-week, it threw me off.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
In 2021, due to a COVID outbreak amongst unvaccinated players, I think that's a key. You got to underline that because we have seen, like, Chris Paul was apparently vaccinated and had that issue with sitting out because of COVID and stuff like that. So there's a big key there for unvaccinated players. The team with the outbreak will forfeit and be credited with a loss for playoff seeding per sources. So...
Get vaccinated, guys. I hope the entire Kansas City Chiefs team is vaccinated and are ready to go win a Super Bowl.
I guess you can hope, but, like, there hasn't been any Chiefs that have been outspoken, but there's been one Buccaneer, one Bill, two Bills actually, but on either sides. A little bipartisanship in the Bills wide receiver room, I'll get to that, and a Cardinal who have all spoken out. Obviously, D-Hop was the big guy. He was trending on Twitter all day talking about it and kind of hinted at maybe a retirement if he's forced to get a vaccine.
DeAndre Hopkins?
Yes. Yes, DeAndre Hopkins. I'll find the tweet, but a weird tweet nonetheless. Kind of just a weird take. Like, I saw a tweet. I think it was from Reddit College Football. It was the Hotline Bling meme, the Drake meme, where it's pushing away from one and then smiling at the other. You know, the meme.
Yes.
And it said, getting vaccinated, and it was like pushing it away. And then it was like, concussions, and it was like thumbs up. It was a good meme. It was a good meme. It was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, if I had, you know, if it was millions of dollars and playing in the NFL and trying to win a Super Bowl or get vaccinated, I mean, I'm gonna, or, you know, to get vaccinated to do that, I don't see it as a big deal. I feel like people really get tense when you're told you have to do something.
Yeah.
And that just makes them not want to do it.
Yep. And it's very funny to watch. Like, I don't mean to get political, but it has become a political issue, so you can't not talk about the vaccine and not talk about the political aspects of it as well. But, like, the side that is really clamoring that they finally have a voice, like, it's not just Cole Beasley. Like, DeAndre Hopkins is now being outspoken about it as well, and they're kind of excited about that aspect, are the same people in 2017 that lambasted him. I hope I'm using that word correctly.
Lambasted
him for he was driving his Ferrari and just flipped double bird to a bunch of Trump supporters. Like, they blew him up for that But now that they agree on something, they love him, which is a very funny because he tweeted out after Gary Sheffield tweeted out about him. He said, they love you 1 minute, they hate you the next. Well, that's literally what is happening. Like, that's just what happens. That's how it is, especially when things get politicized like this has been.
Yeah.
But the aspect of the winning advantage, like, is still there. Like, we talked about it with college sports coming out. Now you're talking about it here with the NFL. And one player on the Bills, not Cole Beasley, but Stephon Diggs, tweeted out today. I'll make sure I get the exact quote. But he tweeted out seemingly in favor of vaccination tweet. Just simply tweeted out 5 hours ago. Accountability, ... availability. It's almost as simple as that, guys.
Just do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just do what you got to do.
Like, you got to ask yourself, how much do these guys love football?
Yeah.
Like, as stupid as that sounds, as kind of sarcastic as that sounds, I mean that in a genuine way. Cole Beasley mentioned it. He's like, I've made enough money. If I'm not going to play, like, I'll retire. You have DeAndre Hopkins hinting at it as well. Lombardi Leonard Fournette also said a similar thing. I think he said vaccines not for me or something like that within the past couple of hours as well. Like, you got to question these guys. Like, I understand other people's thoughts. Like, I understand other people's worries. Not that it's any real excuse, but at the same time, you got to question the love of the game. If you're not willing to get two shots in the arm to help your team win ball games, then what are you willing to do to help your team win ball games? Like, that's the big question you have to ask.
I mean, it's very similar to what you had to do, you know, growing up. When you're going to go to school for the first time, mm-hmm. you have to get your shots, your immunizations. You have to do that for college. I had to get that done for college. I had to get that done for high school.
That's why I dropped out. They were trying to vaccinate me. I said, no, I don't need the degree.
I don't need that. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
He did tweet out afterwards, though, within the past hour, that he has 9 more years in him. This is DeAndre Hopkins saying he's got 9 more years in him. Just none of that vaccine stuff in him.
Okay.
No, but 9 more years in him. Have
just
a good
get a vaccine.
Day,
just get vaccinated.
About.
Don't worry about it. Just get done and stop thinking about it.
Yep. He play football. I think he deleted his original
tirade.
Tweet, like his original long tweet. Talking about it, and then has just now a tweet that just says, freedom, ?
Getting cryptic over on DeAndre Hopkins' Twitter.
I guess. I don't know.
Him threatening retirement is kind of hot in the streets. Is he trying to, steal some news from Yerman Mercedes?
That's a good point by you. That was a weird situation. No idea really what's going on there, I believe.
Still no word coming out a lot.
No, the only thing I saw was Folky sent this one into the group chat, so shout out Folk if you're listening. Probably not, probably a working man. But Tony La Russa plans to reach out to Yerman or Yermin Mercedes. Quote, I'll reach out to him and see what's going on. It could be he's just feeling frustrated. I'll try to explain to him he's got a big league future.
Yeah, he got sent down. I think he got sent down to AAA, which doesn't mean he's done. And him coming up and having, that 8 hits straight out of the gate.
Well, he was hitting, like, close to, I want to say 350 with, like, a lot of home runs in April, was like the player of the month in mm-hmm. April.
He played amazing.
And then it was just all, I don't want to say all downhill, but it started going downhill.
He started going back to normal.
And now I follow White Sox Twitter because there's a couple of people in there that work for companies I enjoy, and I'm not going to shout them out because we're doing our own thing right here.
Right.
But like I keep up with it a little bit, and there's been a lot of White Sox Twitter that's like hating on people who are bringing this aspect up, but I can't help but bring it up. Do you think the rift might have been caused with the Twins situation when Tony La Russa said, yeah, you can throw at him basically after he ding-donged that one up 15-0 or whatever it was. Like that could be, not saying it is, but that could have been the straw that broke the camel's back, if you will, because then it was all downhill. And then once your performance starts to slip, you get even more frustrated, and that could be a very frustrating thing to have your manager, I don't want to say not stick up for you, but side with the other team in a situation.
Maybe. maybe you could make that point and you could argue it pretty well.
And I'm sure there's more than just one thing that's going into the situation. Like, these things have multitude of variables going on inside of them.
Yeah, the main thing was him just regressing to the mean. He was never going to be that good forever. He would be the greatest baseball player of all time. He was going to fall back and fall back hard. That average was not going to stay at, you know, that inflated.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's also just having a trouble, you know, kind of coping with that. Guys probably started to figure out how to pitch him a little more, you know, seeing more at bats against, you know, many of the same pitchers in his division, stuff like that. He just had lightning in a bottle, and sometimes it runs out and you actually have to get back and grind and, you know, get back to where you were.
Didn't you call him Babe Ruth? Or something along the lines. You were all in on him.
No, I was not saying he was going to be the best baseball player of all time, like you guys like love to say I was. But whenever he was 4-for-4 or 3-for-3 or 4-for-4 his first game, I said, "Hey, that's pretty cool." And then he was like 2-for-2 in his first two at bats the next game to get to like 6. And I was like, "Guys, this is crazy. You should watch this. This is nuts. He's, you know, he's gotten a hit every time." Went on to go 8-for-8. And then he didn't get on base, and I stopped paying attention.
Fair enough.
I mean, I still paid attention, obviously. He had a great month. But I never made any outlandish claims, as you would like to say.
I don't feel like digging for it, but we'll agree to disagree.
I mean, that's what you'll have to do, because that was months ago, buddy.
And finally, in vaccine news, we'll go ahead and mention it, just because we were on the topic of vaccines. I don't feel like bringing vaccines up again for the rest of the show, but there is this article I did want to talk about just a little bit. Eric Clapton won't play venues if they require vaccinations. The news follows Prime Minister Boris Johnson's announcement that as restrictions on social gatherings lift, nightclubs must require guests to show a COVID pass from the UK's National Health Service. Clapton had a quote, following the PM's, Prime Minister, announcement on Monday, the 19th of July, 2021, I feel honor-bound to make an announcement of my own. I wish to say that I will not perform on any stage where there is a discriminated audience present. Unless there is a provision made for all people to attend, I reserve the right to cancel the show, Clapton said via a statement posted on architect, film producer, and anti-vaxxer Robin Minotti Grazede Telegram account.
I get what he's saying, but not really. Again, if you want to go to a Clapton concert, just get your vaccine.
Apparently not, because if you have the vaccine.
Well, I mean, okay.
You're not like.
Well, if you want to go to a concert, I don't see why it's such a bad, like. I to call that a discriminated audience.
That's the thing that, like, bothers me the most. And again, not to get too bogged down in the aspect of political, but, like, that's not discrimination. That's not what that is. Like, that's just playing a victim card, but that's neither here nor there.
I don't know. I didn't know Clapton was still touring. How old is that guy? Super old, right?
Yeah, he's up there. I don't know. Let me look up his age real quick.
I mean, he was doing wild stuff in the 70s.
He's 76.
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah, he's old.
You should want them vaccinated, Clapton.
Yeah, he himself is vaccinated. He said he had an issue with the vaccine that was pushed onto him. Quote, a disastrous experience. In an earlier release, he detailed his disastrous experience with the AstraZeneca vaccine. I guess it's a British one. I haven't heard of that one. For which he blamed propaganda for pushing on him. The musician continued on revealing that he suffers from cerebral neuropathy and should never have gone neuropathy. Thank you. I'm gonna Google translate that or Google that. I'm not going to look up the pronunciation. I'm just going to look up the definition.
Okay.
That way we can figure out what...
I mean, neuropathy, that has to do with the nerves. I believe it's like nerve damage, probably.
Weakness, numbness, and pain from nerve damage, usually in hands and feet.
Yep. I'm a genius, Will.
Good work.
You'll come to learn this one day.
I'm trying to figure out like what are main causes. Do you think... insane cocaine and heroin use in the 1970s and 80s would do that to you?
It could do that. A lot of drinking, drugs, staying up late.
So I guess his quote is
loud
true.
Loud music.
I guess his quote is true. He should never have gone near the needle, just not the one with a vaccine inside of it.
Needles have done a fair bit of work on Eric Clapton.
Yeah, Just ask the state of West Virginia.
The guy can play guitar, though.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
He can play guitar. He just chooses to in an empty stadium, apparently. He came out with a song with Van Morrison this past year. I don't know if you heard that one, December of 2020. I prefer the older songs, but some people like his newer stuff, too. I'm a big Layla, Lay Down Sally guy.
I was about to say, yeah, I didn't know.
Some people really, really enjoyed this new one called Stand and Deliver, which the song features lyrics including, "Do you want to be a free man or do you want to be a slave?" And Dick Turpin wore a mask, too.
Who is that?
Dick Turpin was a horse thief who was executed.
Okay.
So, there's that. But Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton.
Play the snot out of a guitar. I mean, he's known for not having great takes. Like he drunkenly had a really insanely racist rant on a stage multiple times.
Okay.
Throughout his career. And I say drunkenly, he was probably on more than just one substance at the time. Like he's not really known for like keeping track of what goes in his body. That's the funniest thing to me. Is like most people who are outspoken about this stuff aren't the biggest people who know what's going in their bodies half the time. Like Cam Black had the tweet, shout out Cam Black, of like, if you can tell me every single ingredient that's in your food, I'll excuse you for not getting the vaccine. But unless you can, you should get it. Like, and no one can because there's so many things we don't know about our own food.
Yeah, you just be eating stuff.
Exactly, exactly. But that's enough political talk for today. I apologize if we got too political for anyone out there.
This is a political show now. We've not told you, but we're going that way.
I mean, to quote the great Bob Dylan, who I would much rather see in concert than Eric Clapton 9 times out of 9, we live in a political world. We live in a political world. More overtime next. Overtime, hour two, rolling right along. Ooh. Live from the Fan Run Radio Studios. Getting a little Wally Funk in here. Shout out Wally Funk. That was a nice story. I feel bad. We called her a dude multiple times because Wally just like that. That's what happened. 80-year-old female who was not allowed to go to space because she was a woman at the time. So she finally got to go. She did kind of
cool.
She did kind of roast the trip a little bit, but I don't feel like getting into it. It wasn't that. It was not as funny as I thought it was going to be. She's a well-spoken lady and was very respectful while also putting it down at the same time. But I think I found Tom Brenneman's worst enemy.
Tom Brenneman's worst enemy?
Or Thom Brenneman's worst enemy, Eddie Alvarez. You heard about this? You seen about this?
Eddie Alvarez, what'd he do?
Well, Eddie Alvarez won an Olympic medal as a speed skater, a skater, if you will.
Okay.
And now he's looking to get another as a member of the U.S. baseball team. So I don't think Thom will be too excited about that. A little ice skater baseball action. But no, it's pretty impressive. He is going to be an infielder and was chosen to represent the country as the flag bearer at the Tokyo Olympics. So a dual sport Olympic athlete is pretty impressive.
Very
right there.
Cool. Very cool. Do we know who... Have they released the... We're playing baseball in the Olympics?
Yeah, the softball Vols pitcher pitched a one-hit shutout against Canada, where the U.S. got their first win. But I don't know about the baseball rosters.
I would like to know
that.
The baseball roster. How are they going to do that with the... I guess we're not going to have pros, huh?
Probably not, but I got no clue for you.
Hmm.
Got no clue for you.
That's okay.
I do want to talk about some local news.
Okay.
Come one, come all, East Knoxville Church to offer free dental service.
Free dental service?
Free dental service. And after the prayer, all God's people say, amen.
Ha, that's good.
According to Tennessee Department of Health, half of East Tennessee's counties are without health departments offering free dental care. Experts also found the lack of dental care leads to lifelong diseases and death every week. Director Dorothy Davison at East Knoxville Free Medical Clinic told WVLT News patients come in requesting dental work. Quote, we have people with rotting teeth, toothaches, jaws swollen. We can put them on antibiotics after antibiotics, but who's going to pull that tooth? Davison said, as of July, the clinic only offered general care and medication inside Magnolia Avenue's United Methodist with Lincoln Memorial University's help. They'll soon start offering weekly dental work. LMU is developing a dental program, and they approached us. This is a quote. The dean came and said, we're willing to provide faculty and students to give free dental care in East Knoxville, Davison said. That's wonderful news. That's something that's badly needed in Knoxville, so we have to renovate this room and provide a waiting area, but we're thrilled. So some good news on the front there. A little feel-good story to kind of end the show.
Yeah.
Or not end the show, because we got birthdays coming up. But it just, I don't know. I like this.
You got to take care of the pearly whites.
Exactly.
It's a very important part of your life. As I mentioned, you can die if your teeth get, you know, in bad enough shape, or you have a, you know, a tooth really getting at you.
Was it like on the third day God said, "What that mouth do?"
He did.
You got to keep the mouth protected.
He did say that. So you got to watch that mouth. You got to, you know, it's good. It's good for the community. It's good for the health of the people overall. I need to take a trip to the old dentist. Get my cleaning.
It's been a minute.
I like the favorite part of the two. You know, I enjoy going to the dentist. Some people fear the dentist. Well, you hate the dentist, right? You hate him. You hate him so much.
I always have cavities, so yeah.
I just be eating candy.
I probably have a couple cavities right now.
Really?
Oh yeah. Maybe not cavities, but I definitely got some tooth decay going on.
And he would get mad at you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a pretty chill dentist. You know, I love the little goodie bag you get when you leave.
You still get a goodie bag?
Dang right. You don't get a goodie. Wait, adults aren't supposed to get goodie bags?
I don't think so.
I get a toothbrush and toothpaste and.
Okay, that's not really. Okay, yeah. I guess I get that. They don't normally give me a goodie bag. When I think it's a bag. I don't know. I guess my brain was dumb. You don't get excited about the toothpaste
and the toothbrush?
No.
No?
That's like me getting excited for socks for Christmas.
It's a present. I do. I love socks
nowadays,
for Christmas.
Nowadays, yes. But when I was a child, no. Socks for Christmas was the worst. Nowadays, I appreciate a nice pair of white socks because all of mine have turned gray. But like back then, no. I didn't like that.
I love the goodie bag.
Every now and then, I like a pair of white underpants because all of them turn brown. But like right now, no.
Yeah, because you know, you wear them for 2 weeks straight, you throw them away.
Exactly.
That's the rule.
Exactly. I mean, you don't have to wipe if your underwear is doing the work.
No. That's what it's there for. Why would you wear underwear? I mean, but no. Underrated part of the dentist is that, you know, that suction machine, you know?
You like being sucked?
Yeah, I love being sucked by that thing, you know? It gets all the
saliva.
Saliva, and it just, you know, it's quite a feeling.
I guess.
And it also, you know, you can hit a button and squirt water, or, you know, they'll let you just use all the tools there.
They let you use the tools?
They let me, yeah. Not the scrapers and all that stuff, but, you know, they got the one that shoots the water, the one that sucks, the suction.
I will say we need more dental chairs available to just be purchased. Like, dental chairs are the coolest things of all time.
And they are pretty comfy, too.
Just two pedals. Oh, insanely comfortable, but with the two pedals where you can go any angle you want.
Right.
Like, that's electric to me.
Yeah, you ever had to...
I would love to watch football upside down.
I was about to say, yeah, you ever had a dentist work on your, like, top teeth, and they've got your feet above your head, and they're, like, it's rough.
It's like one of those the back stretcher things that people lay down on?
Yeah.
A little upside down coffin type material?
Pretty much.
But no, I did like this story, though. A nice...
It's good.
A good story. No matter what people are struggling with, there is hope. There is hope, Tim Jackson said. Tim Jackson is the pastor who recently took on the title this month and said the clinic's expansion is a part of a greater mission as the building is being restored back to standard city code. He plans to bring a multicultural congregation and create a single family outreach program. So a nice little story there.
That'll be nice.
It will be. I'm trying to think if I have any more jokes.
You probably have one bouncing around in that old noggin of yours.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Folky has weighed in, said he gets goodie bags.
He does get goodie bags?
He gets goodie bags.
It's fair. Folky strikes me as the guy who goes, like, to the dentist 3 months on the dot.
I wish I was that guy.
I don't do anything that I'm supposed to.
I'm a bad human.
I know that.
Yeah. I'm stinky, as you're well aware.
Smelly.
Short.
Smelly. Bald tires. I'm scared.
Bald
I'm
tires?
Terrified
you can't talk about my
you.
Bald tires
I can talk
on
about
air.
Whatever I want on air.
I need a new tire, okay?
Need four new tires.
No, they're not all bad. They're not all bad.
As someone who just recently had to replace their tires because the discount tire man said, I can't let you leave the store because it is a safety hazard, you need four new tires.
They're fine.
And I only replaced two of the four I needed, but you need four new tires.
Well, I'll put one on the corners and we'll be fine. Okay. I'll put one on each corner.
Just go buy a spare.
Yeah.
And we'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be okay. My tires are fine. Don't worry. You worry about your tires, I'll worry about mine.
My
okay?
tires are good. I got to go get my tires rotated here shortly. I was doing some investigative
journalism. You can do that yourself.
No, you probably could, but I can't.
It's not hard.
People could. I cannot. Like okay. I went to go get my oil change the other day, and I noticed I had a high beam out. Or I didn't notice. The dude made me do my high beam stuff and told me I had a high beam out. And I was like, is that something I can change on my own? He was like, yeah, I guess you could do that on your own. I was like, look at me. Do you think I could do that on my own. I'm not saying can people do that on their own. Can I do that on my own? He was like, yeah, that'll be like $35. I was like, okay, yeah, go ahead and throw that in there.
What, Will? Okay, no. Next time you have a headlight out, just tell me and come to the station. You plug it in, Will. You plug it in.
Okay.
You reach in, you unplug it, take the old one out. You plug the new one in, you're done.
Okay.
That's not worth $35.
Yeah. I think the light cost $35. I don't think there was any labor cost on top of that.
Maybe.
It was a
hopefully you didn't, you know, pull the wool over your eyes.
Probably did. N95. Does that sound right?
N95. Yeah, that's some that's a type of headlight. Yeah.
That's what I needed to get.
Yeah, you've got me in trouble, Will.
I got you in trouble.
You got me in trouble. Folky now messages and says, "You drove me to Ohio with bald tires. You didn't have to tell him. They weren't that bald. They're not bald at all."
That's what made him bald.
My tires are fine.
Ohio's terrible roads.
Nah, the roads were fine in Ohio actually.
It was getting through Kentucky. That was
a
challenge.
A great cruise. Yeah.
I mean, all that cobblestone interstate.
Really only drove in Ohio for about 100 feet. So, I mean, Ohio roads, you know, I didn't have much of a problem with. It's really, that stadium's just
it was just over the
edge.
It was just the Ohio parking lots that you had an issue with.
Yeah, like, you gotta watch out for those.
Yeah. No, I don't. I just looking
sorry,
through.
Folky. It was safe. Did you feel a difference? He didn't feel a difference. My tires are fine. Will is wrong, Folky. I'm not the bad guy here.
I'll take a picture and send it to the group chat.
No, you won't. No. We don't need to do none of that. They're fine.
That sounds like something someone with bald tires would say. Nope. And finally, here in some baseball news, since Folky has been chiming in, I see if Folky will text real quick and see what he thinks about this.
This is all we can get him to do nowadays.
As the Tampa Bay Rays are finalizing a deal to acquire slugger Nelson Cruz from the Minnesota Twins. Do you have any thoughts on this? I at least know the name Nelson Cruz. I played with him a couple of times. He's a good player card, so I'm assuming he's a pretty good player as well. What's the deal here with the Twins and the Rays?
So it's just they're making a move. The Rays acquired him, right? I mean,
yes.
He's coming from the Twins.
Finalizing a deal.
So yeah, it's the Rays. You know, it's going to be that time. You're going to see a lot of teams making these moves now. And, you know, it's kind of a wait and see who wins this little, you know, up until the trade deadline. Who's a buyer, who's a seller? Rays, obviously buyers. They're trying to make a World Series run.
Jeff Passan?
Folky says the Twins are dumb.
The Twins are dumb?
Yeah, it was dumb to get rid of Nelson Cruz.
I think so, too. I think Twins in general are dumb. Like, having someone who is exactly like you, that's pretty stupid. Like, you got to battle that out day one.
Yeah, I mean, Nelson Cruz, he's 41, but he has 436 dingers in his career. He's a good ball player.
Did you say he's 41?
He's 41.
He was an All-Star last season, was he not?
Yeah, I mean, he's good.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, he's 41 years old. It's baseball, though.
Yeah, no, yeah, but, I mean, that's still a sport. Like, it's still challenging to play well into your 35, you know what I mean? Like, it's still a challenge to get there. But I guess baseball, you do have a lot longer of a career. He probably got into the league when he was 30-ish. Like,
maybe.
Mercedes is 28.
Yes,
and
he's a rookie.
So, yeah. Like, it's a little different. But
yeah, but Cruz is batting .294 with 19 dingers and 50 RBIs this year. Like, he's going to be an instant help to that Rays team and help them try to get to another World Series and hopefully not blow it.
Snap verdict on the Nelson Cruz trade. This is what Jeff Passan tweeted. The Rays get the single best bat on the market and someone with an A-plus clubhouse reputation, but the Twins did very well, too, in getting Joe Ryan and Drew Strotman, two hard-throwing right-handers who are close to big league ready. So I guess they made a little old for young type of trade. Give me two younger arms, I'll give you one old bat type deal.
Yeah, I mean, trying to take current success for long-term success, but I don't know if two minor league... I mean, the Twins aren't in any shape to, like, win right now.
Are they not? Am I thinking of the Brewers who are in first place?
No, the Brewers in the first place of the Central.
That's what I was thinking, I guess. What are the Twins?
The Twins right now are floating around...
They are in fourth place of the AL Central behind Detroit, who is on a 7-game win streak right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Indians and the White Sox. White Sox are... 8.5 games above the next closest being the Indians. Twins 17 games back. So I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, they're not in position to win a title. So I guess they're just trying to build for a future that they hopefully have. And hey, maybe my boy Trey Cabbage is part of that future.
Perhaps.
Out here hitting dingers whenever they finally have some sort of a decent MLB team. Folky also had to chime in that Pete Rose batted .365 when he was 43.
Okay, so I guess we know how well you can cheat at the age of 43.
He didn't cheat. Didn't cheat.
Happy birthday.
time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It is time for the birthday game. As always, people are born and then we talk about them. The only thing different is the day and the names. You ready, Tucker?
I'm ready.
Sounds good. We're going to start in the world of authors. Not a commonly used category, but you should know this name because one of her books was a required reading material in high school, July 22nd, 1948. Shut up. Tulsa, Oklahoma, 73 years old today. American author of young adult fiction who penned the classic novel The Outsiders when she was only 16. She was only 16 years old when she wrote it, Tucker.
She was only 16?
She was the 1988 recipient of the American Library Association Margaret Edwards Award.
Give me the initials and I might be able to pull
Her name's initials.
Okay, then it's it's blank blank last name?
Yes. And it's not C.S. Lewis. I'll save you that.
No, it's not C.S. Lewis. What's the initial of
it's
the last name?
It's not R.L. Stein.
What's the initial of the last name?
H. I wish I could give you hint on this.
It's something Hinton.
It is. I'm glad you picked up on that.
I have, dude.
What are the first two letters of the conference that we're in?
It's S.C. Hinton.
S.E.
Hinton. S.E. Hinton.
Did you say S.C.? You idiot.
No. It came off the S.
You do not get that point.
It was S.E.
You do not get that point.
S.E.
S.E. Hinton, a fantastic author.
I had no idea of that name. I read that book, though.
It's a good book.
And then we watched the movie. The movie rocks.
Bad movie. Good book.
You're whatever.
Okay.
I almost called you a bad movie. Let's do the next birthday.
You're a bad movie.
You're a bad movie, idiot. Where'd you get your...
July 22nd, 1991, Scottsdale, Arizona, 30 years old today. One of my favorite football players, an offensive tackle. He was drafted 11th overall by this team in 2014. He was a first-team All-Big Ten selection in 2011, 2012, and 2013 for the Michigan Wolverines, as well as first-team All-American in 2012 and 2013. He's most known for playing football and having a podcast on wheels.
It's, okay, hold on. I'm trying to think of his name. Plays for the Titans. It's Bussin' with the Boys. It's not Taylor Lewan.
It is Taylor Lewan.
Oh, it is Taylor Lewan? I didn't know that was his
podcast.
It's
the offensive lineman. It's not the not great linebacker.
Okay. Okay. I forgot.
July 22nd, another football player. We got four good football player names.
Okay.
This one's a real kind of throwback, but a good player, a guy you should know, I at least hope. July 22nd, 1966, Dallas, Texas. He is 55 years old today. He's the 1987 Heisman Trophy winner at Notre Dame. He became a standout wide receiver in the NFL, spending most of his career with the Oakland Raiders. He was selected 9 Pro Bowls and compiled 1,094 receptions, 14,934 receiving yards, and 105 touchdowns over the course of his career.
For the Raiders?
Yes, for the Raiders. Very simple name. Very similar to, you got to change one letter, literally just change one letter of a very, very, probably the most famous Browns running back. Change one letter of his name. Change the first letter of his first name, and you'll have this guy's name.
Change the first letter of his first name?
What running back are you thinking of right now?
Jim Brown.
Change the first letter of his name to a name that would make sense. Go ahead, just go through them.
It's Tim Brown.
It's not Rim Brown.
Tim Brown.
It is Tim Brown.
It's Tim Brown. I don't know. Tim Brown played for the Raiders. I don't know that guy.
I'm sorry, but he had 105 touchdowns, 14,000 yards, and 1,094 receptions. That's a stat line that's worth
pretty good.
Shouting out.
Sure.
I could also do another one. Actually, I think I might do this wide receiver. So there's 5 football names on this list because I haven't even gotten to the top two. July 22nd, 1972, Los Angeles, California, 49 years old today. Ooh, we are up against it. I didn't even realize how long we took.
Oh, yeah.
Former Pro Bowler wide receiver. He's an ESPN analyst now.
Former Pro Bowler wide receiver?
He's an ESPN analyst now. You recognize him. You definitely know this guy. KJ?
KJ.
It'd be Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn Johnson.
And then here, we'll do this football player real, real quick. Ohio State running back, born in Alton, Illinois, 26 years old today, plays for the Cowboys.
That would be Ezekiel Elliott. It's Ezekiel Elliott. It's Ezekiel Elliott. It is Ezekiel Elliott. He eats cereal. He wears a headband, shows his belly. He ran all over Alabama. I know who that is.
Big music festival guy, Ezekiel Elliott. We'll see you tomorrow.
We love you guys. Yeah. It's a rough one today.